Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people in their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written Word. Bible call tape number 727, The Good Shepherd, found in John chapter 10.
Jesus wanted people to understand what He said. He often told them a story so they could understand. He wanted people to know what He meant, so they would know what to do. Long ago, many people in that country had sheep. When it was pretty and warm weather, the sheep were out in the fields eating green grass. When the weather got cold, the sheep were kept in a fold, or a sheep's fold. A man always looked after the sheep and took care of them. He was the shepherd. When he was ready to take his sheep out to the field, he went to the door and called his sheep. There was a man who kept the door of the fold. He was the porter. The porter opened the door for the shepherd and let him in and out. The sheep knew the shepherd's voice and followed him. The shepherd did not drive his sheep. He would call his sheep by name. They knew his voice and followed him. Sometimes robbers would try to steal the sheep. They did not go to the door and call the sheep because the sheep would not know their voice and would not follow them. Sometimes a shepherd would get a man to look after his sheep. If a wolf tried to kill the sheep, the man would run away because he would be afraid. He would not love the sheep because they were not his. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know mine own, and mine own know me." Jesus called the people that loved him his sheep. He looked after and cared for them as a shepherd does his sheep. Some men came and tried to teach the people things that were wrong, but Jesus taught them things that were right. Jesus said, "I lay down my life for my sheep." He meant he would die before he would let anything happen to the people who loved and obeyed him. Jesus loves everybody, and he takes care of us every day. We must listen to what Jesus says and follow him just as the sheep followed the shepherd. Jesus is our shepherd. When we do what he tells us, we are following Jesus. Today, we cannot hear Jesus talking as those people did then. We have our Bibles. The things that Jesus did and said are written in the Bible. We listen to Jesus talk when we read the Bible. We must do what Jesus says.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Jesus Christ.